Good morning and welcome to the Commissioner's Podcast. In this week's update from Commissioner Rothstein, he talks about the month of the military child and the positives and negatives of social networking.
I have a few things. First off, we are in the Reagan room on the first floor because as we finish this morning, we will transition to our budget discussions. It's much more applicable, easier to have these discussions and work sessions here in the Reagan room. If you can see, I think you can on your screens, we have plexiglass in between. We are maintaining 6 feet apart from each other. We have 3 air purifiers in this room. We are being as safe and as due diligent as we can. You know, if we weren't, we would not be in this room, period. So just to let you know, it's not over. And I'm going to echo what was shared. We're seeing variants. We're seeing reasons why we must still wear the mask. I am not an expert on this virus. I'm not an expert on wearing the mask. I, like Commissioner Weaver said, I don't like wearing it, but it's common courtesy has been shared with us. Let's just get through this together and stay the course because we're going in the right direction and wearing the mask. We're going in the wrong direction with the virus that's still eating us up. There are now 20 states with rising positivity rates and Maryland. And we're going to hear this from Ed Singer, that the rates are, I think, around 5.5 to 5.8. What's that?
The seat's going to be open.
It's a possibility.
Just saying
there, Ed, because I do always believe two Eds are better than one. But neither one of us will claim to be an expert as a physician, as a lawyer, as law enforcement. But we are those that have led before. And I'm going to transition into that. A couple things. One is April is the month of blood awareness, but it's also the month of our military child. And having 2 children of my own, they put up with more over the last 25 years being a military child than I could ever expect. The strength and courage that they've shown, the resiliency and resolute that they have for each other and for my wife is second to none. And I'm going to transition that into good use and bad use of social media. And I've said it before, good use is I received a thank you. Somebody shared this with me. I guess it's an announcement for Bex. EW Bex down in Sykesville sent this thank you. And in this thank you, it highlights our health department. It highlights Sykesville community. It highlights the Sykesville government. It highlights our government in the work that we've done in getting them grants and things like that. And it really highlights the entire community wrapping their arms around Bex and embracing them over this last year. This has been some tough times. I didn't even know this existed, and it was on social media and it was shared with me. So I'm very proud of Scott and Rachel and the entire team at Bex for bringing attention to the things that we are doing, working together to get through this. And they're not taking any shortcuts. On the other side, and on the flip side with social media, to name call is inappropriate. And things have been brought to my attention that way. And I always feel that if people that serve in uniform understand whether it's red, green, and blue, and those that don't serve, you know, ought to just stay quiet and have the opportunity to listen and learn and not speak without the experience. A comment made, and I'm just going to read it. Leaders lead in quotations. And in a mockery sense, that they agree followers follow nonsense orders based on zero science because that is how the military men operate. I've served multiple tours in Iraq, Afghanistan, Kosovo, inside Africa, and lots of other places. And putting myself in harm's way, and like Commissioner Wance shared, and I apologize getting onto this, but it just pisses me off. Running into a fire and running into harm's way, we should be thankful and appreciative. I mean, those 2 words, thank you, mean so much and not making a mockery. Don't question the stupidity on your incompetence leaders and their orders. I'll share with you, I've had some of the most amazing mentors and leaders in 30 plus years wearing a uniform. I've seen some poor ones, but I've had some amazing mentors and leaders, and I can't ask for anything more than that. And then it says, comma, just shut up, wear your damn mask, and do as you are told. We're do what we're told to do because, one, it's the law. If you have question with the law, go to the person that writes the law and question it. If you go on social media and say, I'm going to break the law, then understand the ramifications of breaking the law. But right now, wearing the mask, keeping social distancing, getting through this together, we will do it. I'm convinced of that because, again, I'm not the expert, but I'm listening to folks that are. Then it talks about true Americans questioning the authority is what gave birth to the greatest nation in the world. I absolutely believe we are the greatest nation in the world. And it's not about questioning authority. It's about having the ability and willingness to serve in red, blue, and green, domestically and on foreign soil. It's having the ability to put yourself behind the good of others. That's what I believe this is all about. And I'm reflecting on this because I just posted something on social media about my kids, with April being the month of the military child. And I looked at their sacrifice. I never look at my sacrifices, but I looked at theirs. That's, to me, what it's all about. Okay, I talked enough about this. We're going to segue into Ed Singer. I do want to also take the opportunity and also congratulate Kyle Snyder in making it to the Olympics in Tokyo. I look forward to what he will accomplish. There were some amazing matches, you know, throughout the weekend on Friday and Saturday. Kyle was the youngest world Olympic champion. It'll be really cool if he can repeat that this summer. His family, I also know well, and they're just a wonderful family. So the best of luck to him and the entire Olympic team.
Commissioner Rothstein also spoke during Priority Carol on Tuesday, April 13, 2021, in open session on the importance of the continuance of wearing our masks when we can't be 6 foot distance and to keep our community safe and healthy.
Had the opportunity to be with Garrett Hoover from the hospital on Friday. There was a LifeBridge golf tournament, so I was forced to play in the golf tournament, and I looked like a rusty gate, but that's nothing new. But it was an opportunity to be with Garrett, and I personally will never say I'm an expert or science of any of this COVID-19 stuff, but he was able to share with me some of the numbers that he's seeing in the hospital, and it's not good. It's not good. We must wear our masks. We must continue social distancing. We need to stop hiding behind keyboards and social media and things that just don't get the word out on doing what's right. So like you said, Commissioner Frazier, we're going in the right direction with the vaccines. Let's continue that trajectory.